Okay, we'll go back to Itmar, the top of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. We're in the middle of this sugya. We still left off with outstanding questions on the last sugya. The difference between kazayas, vikazayas, or if the oisei kazayas, all those things were difficult. Right? That the Gemara made a distinction between if your machshava was a kazayas, vikazayas, dafko there. The kazayas, dafka over there of Yehuda holds that the second machshava doesn't work. But if you had in mind kazayas, vikazayas, then even Rav Yehuda would agree, irav machshavas yesh kan, and the chutzlim kaimoi distorts the chutzlim manoi. Right, that was that. Which we didn't understand why that should be. Who cares where your kavan is? Chutzlim manoi kicked in. Rav Yehuda holds it's too late. Stays chutzlim manoi. He doesn't hold a view of machshavas, right? So that we didn't understand that. And the next step of the Gemara was that if it's pa'oise chaticha atzma, then definitely Rav Yehuda would agree. The hainu, if you first had a machshava chutzlim manoi, and then you had in mind on that piece itself, on that kazayas, that you had in mind to eat chutzlim manoi, you also had in mind to eat a chutzlim koimoi. Then Rav Yehuda would agree that the chutzlim koimoi distorts the chutzlim manoi. And that's all riding on the fact that the Mishnah didn't address that case. The Mishnah only spoke about kazayas, or at most, kazayas vikazayas. But the Mishnah didn't discuss kazayas, where then you had in mind on that same kazayas to eat a chutzlim koimoi. So then, even if Yehuda would agree, Irv Machshav Zeshka. That also was also a plea. We left it hanging. Because there's no svar in the world, why the fact that it's in the same Chaticha should now make the second Kavana be more Chal than it would if it would be another Chaticha. If anything, it should be the other way. That was what we were struggling with. If anything in Svara, let's say the only thing Rav Yehuda said in the Mishnah was the opposite. Rav Yehuda would have said in the Mishnah, chutzlis manoi, and then you had in mind, oisei chaticha atzma chutzlim koimoi, it doesn't work. Then I would hear a svara to say, that's only where your chutzlis manoi was on the same chutzlim koimoi was on the same chaticha, that you already made a chalois chutzlis manoi. But if you went to another chaticha, we'll call it an uncontaminated piece. You went to another chaticha, which didn't yet have machshavas psul on it. So then maybe you could have a mind a chutzlis manoi, a chutzlim koimoi. Right? That would make sense. That would taka make sense. Maybe. But again, the reason why that wouldn't work is because we don't care about the chatichas. We care about the korb. Whenever you have a machshavas pigul, it's not associating to the chaticha, l'chayr, associating to the korb. So if that's the case, so then in Sfora, why does the Gemara hold that there's more of a chalois, chutzlim koimoi, backfiring against the chutzlis manoi if it's the same chaticha? Like again, l'chayr, there's no Sfora to be machalik. If there were to be a svara, it would be even a hapachu. The svara would be the other way. I haven't heard a svara from anybody on why it would be the way the Gemara is going. I can hear fakir the svara, but that way not. So the Gemara says itmar chati zayis chutzlis manoi, chati zayis chutzlim koimoi, chati zayis chutzlis manoi. So again, over here you had three separate machshavas. First, the machshava chutzlis manoi only on a half a kazayas. Then the machshava chutzlim koimoi on a half a kazayas. Then the machshava chutzlis manoi on a half a kazayas. So in totality, you have a sheer kazayas of pigul, chutzlis manoi, between the first half of kazayas. Last half of kazayas, you had a machshava pigul chutzlis manoi. Now, just so we understand the basics, you don't need a tziruf normally between the half, first half and the second half. They're automatically mitzvah. Somebody would have a mind of chatzi kazayas, and then he'd be misich das. Koyim. Machshev is chatzi kazayas chutzlis manoi. Then he'll be misich das. Or he'll even be holding by another avoider. In other words, he shechted it with the intention to eat a chatzis ayis chutzul zman. And then he did a kabbalah to eat a chatzis ayis chutzul zman. And he went through in middle Maseches Sukkah, make a difference. Total hefsek, doesn't matter. The two half kazesim, but stop. That's halach. So you don't need any kind of chibur for those two half kazesim to be mitzvah. So half a kazais, and then you have another half a kazais. Altogether, you have a shir shalom. The only difference over here in this case, just so you understand, the only difference in this case is that in between the first half a kazais, the second half a kazais was a half a kazais with some kazais. That's the only difference. Meaning, if you pull that out and you fill it in with anything else, we have no problem. Right? You called your wife in the middle of Harash Muslim with your wife, no problem. Then you could fill in that gap, you could fill in with whatever you'd like. No problem. And the two Chatzei Kazesim would be mitzvah. Here, the reason why maybe not is because there was a Chutzlum Koyma in the middle, Chatzei Kazesim, which isn't enough to make the Koyma possible. But it's being mitzvah to the Chutzlum Zmane. So that's the Shaila. Chatzei Zayis Chutzlum Zmane, Chatzi Zayis Chutzlum Koyma, Chatzi Zayis Chutzlum Zmane. Omar Rave, the Yoketz Kiyoshen HaPigul. The Pigul wakes up from its sleep. The Yoketz Kiyoshen HaPigul. Now, B'chayim, what he's saying is Poshut. B'chayim, he shouldn't need any bias to what he's saying, even. At the end, he had another chatzik kazayis chutzul zmane. So you have a kazayis and pigul. Chutzlum koyma you don't have because you only have half a kazayis and chutzlum koyma. So in subtotal, you have a full shear of chutzul zmane. You have a chatzik shear of chutzlum koyma. So avad is no shayla. L'chayra, he doesn't even have to say this whole fancy lingo of Yoketz Kiyoshen HaPigul. No, it's not. It's the same. Just like if somebody had a machshov a chatzik kazayis chutzul zman, and half hour later by another avoider, he had in mind a chatzik kazayis chutzul zman. We don't say the first half woke up. Doesn't have to wake up. It stays exactly the way it was. It's a half a kazayis. And that is another half a kazayis. You don't need nothing to wake up. You understand? Chayze v'nir in Shas, and that's why we put down the Rosh. Because Chayze v'nir in Shas is only where something fell asleep. It became bottle. If something becomes bottle, right, then it needs to wake up. It needs to re-identify itself. Chatzik Azayis doesn't have to re-identify itself. It's identified. It's a Chatzik Azayis. It never fell asleep from being a chatzik kazayis chutzul zman. Just like the chatzik kazayis chutzul koyma never fell asleep. You had two half kazayis. I mean, I don't want to go there, but once using this lashon, I would say it's better than hibernating. I hear that chutzul koyma, if you want to svar. I hear that chutzlum koymoi helps the tziruf, doesn't ruin it. I'll give you an example, just to l'saber s'oizim. The Ramah brings down that if somebody makes hamotzi lechem and oretz, and one of the mesubim, one of the people who's being yetzer with his bracha, makes a hefsek, they have to make their own bracha now. Right? That's why you try to get the challah around as quick as possible. People don't know hefsek. The Ramah brings down a shita, which is already from one of the Rishonim. Pag, that if the botzeya, the one who made the amoitze, if he ate the challah piece, even though the person being yaitze spoke, no chaltzi is yaitze. So everybody jumps on this. How's that work? Because the guy who made the amoitzi ate something, so I made a hefsek. At most, I was yotze shemei koina. Meaning, he's not eating for me. Right? He's not eating for me. He's making a brocha for me. Right? If I don't eat and he has a meal, I can't bench. Yeah, because he ate. So he's not eating for me. There's no din of oichel ka oichel. Right? So I'm just being yotze with his brocha. Yank, if you remember how long we shvist in yeshiva over this chamo. It's a shver chamo. So what happened there? Because the person who made the amoitzi, he ate something, so now everybody's now partying, and now they can still be yotze with that bracha. Again, l'chatchil, you're not supposed to do it. I'm just saying what the Ramah is saying. So the way I explain this Ramah, it's not simple, but just, again, the Sabra is getting to you, to your Shaila fibrination. The way I explain the Ramah is very simple. It's very simple, but it's a simple distinction. If somebody makes any bracha, right, shakel nibidvoi. Yeah. So I made a shakel on the tea. Now we're learning together. Now I can make as many of sekim as I want. We could go through kivega, puskirov, the rush. I could take another sip of tea. It's no problem. No hefsik. Right? Why not? I'm still have to use the shakel that I made 5 minutes ago. The answer is very simple. If I left and I had a complete esachadas, I thought I have to make a new bracha. But so long that I didn't have an active eschadas, I don't need a new bracha. Why not? If I made the shahakal and I would have started talking, then I would need another bracha. So what's the difference? The difference is that once the bracha is chal, so it's not kolsa, it's like a kinyan. If you make a kinyan, you say do a meshiche and freeze it. Freeze it, right? 30 days you should be kinyan. Halacha's kolsa doesn't work. Why? Because any kinyan which doesn't activate, they can't live without a heart. Meaning, either something has to happen or it just dies. So mele kinyan, if you make a kinyan mikanu lachar lamed, where it's a progressive kinyan, that does work. Even though I'm not going to be kinyan until 30 days from now. It's okay. It's progressive. It's not dead. The mail is very simple. Somebody makes a shakal nibidvo. And then he says, how are you? So shakal nibidvo, it never was misgash. It never caught. If it never caught on, so it dissipates. It's gone. You need to make a new brach. But if you make shakal nibidvo, you hop a drink. So now the shakal was matfis. Once it was matfis, now it could be used unless there's a rejection, like I go to another place, there's a complete eschadas. That's the halach. So the way I explained that sheet in the Ramah was that once the Bitseya ate a piece of bread, so the bracha was mizgash. So now the bracha doesn't dissipate. Now he could still plug into it. He's being yotze with a bracha that has life in it. Why does the bracha have life? Because the one who made it ate. He ate. So he basically plugged in the bracha. So now the bracha is active. An active bracha, you can also be tefes. Now, if the guy sitting by the table would have been mekshini makom, no. Because then he completely owes oiker himself. But the dibur that he had is no different. That was the way we explained the Ramah. I would really tell you the same thing. If you told me that if you had a chatzik as I spiegel, and then you had a hefsik, you have to schmooze with your wife, and then you had another chatzik hazayis, I would hear a svara maybe that it can't be. It's the halachas. It is mitzvah. I'm just saying. You can argue and say, well, the pikul wasn't mizgash. I could hear better that if the chatzik hazayis chutzul zmana had a chavuse, chatzik hazayis chutzul klema. So even though neither one had a shear, so they couldn't. It couldn't actually become chutzul zmana. Couldn't actually become chutzlum kamei, but the chutzlum manei now is alive. And now, when you have another machshava chutzlum manei, it's easier. It's easier to plug it in because you have an active, you have a chatzik gezayis that did that to do something. So therefore, this should be better, if anything. getting to your thing of hibernation. It's not really hibernating, it's better than hibernating. When you have a chatzik kazayis chutzul zmanai, and then by another avodah an hour later you have another chutzul zmanai, the first chatzik kazayis was hibernating. This chatzik kazayis, not only was it not dead, it was actually doing something oof. It was better. And the mela, kol shekain. Kol shekain, for kol shekain, it's mitzvah.
But he started thinking about chutz l'mkoinoy. If he would have finished with the kazayas of chutz l'mkoinoy,
he could have thought about anything. Yossi, he could have thought about anything. He could have gone through shas in between.
But chutz l'mkoinoy would kill the chutz l'zmanoy.
No.
Yeah.
Only if it has a shear.
Okay.
I feel like my brain is sleeping now.
It's a beautiful metaphor.
He's trying to be poetic, you mean? You mean he's trying to be poetic? It's a stick of poetry. Okay? Stick poetry in the Gemara. No problem. We're dealing with a Lomda Shashaila. We're dealing with a Lomda Shashaila. You're telling me poetry. He's not writing poetry here. Rav is not writing poetry. Rav is dealing with a Shaila in Halacha. He's dealing with a shayla in halacha.
To begin with, why does he bring a paraphrase of a...
That's Akasha! That's the Rosh's Kasha.
Poetry, it's a hint.
A hint to what? What's he have to hint? He told me the halacha. What do I need hints for? Just say, Kazayis chutzul zmanoi, Kazayis chutzul mkoymoi, and then Kazayis chutzul zmanoi, I raise a pigle. I don't need poetry. I don't need hinting. I just tell me the halacha. Just like you do everywhere else. No! I'm making the comparison to a guy who now went through Ganzvachim and thought about 1,000 things that contradict Pigle, that reject Pigle. No! Not one thing. 1,000 things. He went through now, he said in his mind, he had a Kavona Chatzik Chutzul Zmanoi. Then he said, you know what? I want to think now about every single case in Shas that rejects Pigle. And he's Mamash Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He thinks of 1,000 things that pass the pigle. Okay?
That
exactly.
With
exactly. 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 That's my point. When I said he spoke to his wife, I don't mean his wife. He could have spoken to his wife. Rebbetzin, I'm working now on rejecting pigle, Rebbetzin. Let's talk about the sugis. Doesn't do anything. Exactly. Neither does the chatzizayit chutzum koymi do anything. So what? But he didn't do that.
And that's what Rubber's.
He spoke to his wife about a whole zayis chutzul zmanoi.
Why does nothing?
Why?
Because it's not halachically significant.
And a chatzik kazayis is not halachically significant. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That would have killed it.
It would have.
It would have.
But it didn't.
So
because.
If he
exactly. Tommy is the same thing. Tommy is the same thing. Okay. I think all he's doing is, it's a poetic thing that's making me confused. He could have just said very simple, it's mitzvah. Period. That's all. Then I wouldn't have been confused. All the Rishonim are being, what's going on? What's Chayz Avinir? Look at the top choices. Why don't you use a Lashon Chayz Avinir? Chayz Avinir doesn't apply here. And like I said, the bigger chiddush here is that l'chayra, the svara would be that it's better than a regular chatzizayis with a hesach hadas. Because here, the chatzizayis is to remove something. It's to remove. I don't honestly believe that that's the way to learn the Gemara. I can't tell you I don't hear what you're saying. I hear it. I just don't, it doesn't lend any clarity to me. It makes it more confusing. It's So Rava skipped the halacha of describing the halacha accurately, and he gave me a piece of poetry, what would have been if.
He's pointing out
what? There's no chidushim here. He's pointing out to me that chutzlum koyim is a steer with chutzlum zmanay. I already learned that for the last, I've been spending, for the last month I'm learning that. Chutzlum koyim is a steer with chutzlum zmanay. All he's really trying to tell me is that a chatzik zayis is not a problem. Really, that's all Rav is trying to say here. Chatzik zayis chutzlum koyim does not distort people. That's really all he's trying to say. So, it's a very backwards way of saying it. But anyway, so that's what he says. And Rava says, "Oh my Rava, mina amila not." And here's where Tosfos Mamish pounces. What is right? Kaberichol Rishon, Kaberichol Sheni, Shabol Zabazer. So, in order for a something that's tamei to be metamei, it needs to be a sheer kabeya. That's the halach. So, if you have a kabeya of oichol Rishon, a kabeya of oichol Sheni, you put it together. So, obviously, now it's a Rishon, because the whole entity now is a Rishon. Because there's a Rishon here. There's a Rishon Lutruma. There's enough. There's a Kabeya. That's a Rishon. So there's enough to be Matam. Chokon, if you split it now, in other words, you took this mixture, which had a Kazayas of a Rishon and a Kazayas of a Sheni. You split it, so now you're left with less than a Shear. Because Yesh Bilus, so we assume that half the shear went here and half the shear went there. So this has a Chatzkezayis Rishon Sheni, and this has a Chatzkezayis Rishon Sheni. Right? So Mamela can only be Metame, like the lowest one. So Cholkon, so the Halach is if you Cholkon, Zer Sheni Vizer Sheni. That's Pashat, that's simple arithmetic. You need a Kabeya. If you have a Kabeya of a Rishon, you have a Rishon. If you happen to have a half a kabay of a Rishon, a half a kabay of a Sheni, you only have a Sheni. Simple. That's mathematic. Chaza v'yuvon. Now if you put it back together, Rishon. The fact that it says Chokon, it's mashmaf now, you put it back together, it would go back to revert to its original level. And the main was, since it would go back to its original level, is a raya, tis alochet. How do I know that? It says clearly, if they fell separately. But Nafl Shneim Ka'achas Asur Sheni. Comes Tosfos. Look at Tosfos. Chaz of Yilvon, Rishon Havi, Tem. Mahan Yisei Tzelzeh. The guy be called, Kishom Achatzi Zayis Chutzim Koyim, Achatzi Chutzim Zmane, Hari Nitzal HaKom. Whole debate is, what's the whole debate here in the Gemara between Rav and Rav Amnuna? The debate is that since the carbon already became possible, and it became possible with a non-pigul psul, so now it can't change to a pigul. Fractasis, what's the shaykhus here? He says, "Achatzi beirishim, achatzi beirsheni, shenisarvu dinasu sheni. Ein otam shenis batul achatzi beirishim, only shenayim lekeichu tamis. Who kachisham achatzi beir? Lo malo yerish. Tosfos doesn't answer the question. What Tosfos is really asking is the way we were asking. We were asking Tosfos kasha on Rav Amnuna, on Rav and Rav Amnuna." Tosfos is asking on Tuma, meaning, what was Akasha by Pigul? Akasha by Pigul was, what's the tzad in the world that it shouldn't become Pigul? You have a Chatzi Zayis Chutzul Zmane. You have another Chatzi Zayis Chutzul Zmane. Why shouldn't they be Mitzdav?
But it's already
possible. Okay, so that was our debate. So what? It's possible because you have a Chatzi Zayis Chutzul Zmane. It's not Pigul because it didn't yet. Whoa, one second. Fine. So the only svara is some had to say, well, it already becomes puzzle, not pigle. Right? That doesn't apply to Tumah. That's Tosfos Kasha. That's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos Kasha is by Tumah, Zucha, the Chatzi Zayas Rishon never lost its status of Chatzi Zayas Rishon. Just wasn't enough. Right? It wasn't enough. And the Mela, now, when you put it together with the Chatzi Zayas, why shouldn't it be Mitam? That's Tosfos Kashya. It's Merav Zigra. What Tosfos Merav Zigra? The Tosfos Kashya L'chayre Shtickle proves what we were saying all along, which is that L'chayre, what Rav is saying, is simple. And that's why Rav feels the analogy is Tuma. Rav is making an analogy from Chatzi Zayas Chutzal Zmanoi to a Chatzi Kebeya of Tuma. Tosfos says, what's the analogy? And Tosfos doesn't answer that kasha. But I'm just saying, the fact that you see this analogy from Rav, you see that that's part of what he's thinking. Rav is thinking, there's no reason in the world why the Chatzi Zayas Chutzal Zmanoi shouldn't be able to connect to there. Right? And Yirtaka don't need a choyzer veneer. You don't need a choyzer veneer. Because it's not being choyzer veneer. It's the same Chatzi Kazayas that was a Rishon. It never became a Shani.
But the carbon's puzzle, it's finished, done.
I understand. But the fact that Rova makes the analogy, all I'm trying to prove to you is that when Rava makes this analogy, he taka holds the Chatzi Zayas Chutzal Zmanoi, stay the Chatzi Zayas Chutzal Zmanoi. Because if in fact Rava understood that the Chatzi Zayas Chutzal Zmanoi turned into a Kazayas Chutzal Mkoymoi, then he's talking French, which is Tosfos Kashya. That's Tosfos Kashya. Tosfos is asking, what's Rava talking about? What's the Shaykhs? What's the Shaykhs? By the Tumah, the Chatzi Kebeya of Rishon, stay the Rishon. Yes, it's not Matami because it's not enough. Later you mix it up with another Chatzi Kezayah. Good. Mazel Tov. That's really Tosfos' problem. That's Tosfos' Kashya. So what's Rav's Raya? What's Rav's Raya from Tumah? There's no Raya from Tumah. So what I'm trying to say here is that Tosfos Kashya proves something. What it proves is that Rava in the beginning of the Gemara was never saying that the Chatzi Zayas Chutzal Zmanoi became bottle. And then it wakes up. And now it becomes... Because if that's what he was trying to prove, then his proof is void. Work. Because he's bringing a Raya from Tumah which never lost its identity. You know what I'm saying? The Tumah lost its identity. The Tumah, the Chatzi Kebeya of Tumah, stayed a Rishon. Never lost the status of a Rishon. It couldn't be Metame something else because it didn't have a Shir. And the Chatzi Kebeya that was on the other side also was a Rishon. They just weren't together. So now you put them together, they were able to be Metame. The two together were able to be Metame. That's what he's saying. So Tois is saying, what's the analogy? All I'm telling you is, it's Muchach. Mamish Muchach Gomo. From Rova's analogy, that he also is agreeing that the Chatzi Zayas, what I'm trying to say is this a little bit undermines what the Brisker Rov is trying to say. I don't know if I haven't had a chance to see it. That somehow the Chutzal Mkoymoi identifies the Chutzal Zmanoi as something different. And that's why it has to wake up again. Or has to. But if Rava in fact held that when the Chatzi Zayas Chutzal Zmanoi was Mitzayef with the Chatzi Zayas Chutzal Mkoymoi, something changed about its status, then he has no Raya from Tumah. He has no Raya from Tumah. He's trying to bring a Raya from Tumah. He has no Raya from Tumah. Well, if in fact it's here, then Rav is saying no chiddush, because then it's no different than every time a person has a machshava chutzal zmanoi, it's dormant. hibernating. Chatzikazayis. And that Chatzikazayis could always be mitzarif with something in an hour from now. And what was with it in between? Dormant. So Rav is trying to say it's more than dormant. Clearly. Right? What I'm trying to tell you is, but clearly Rav is also saying it's more than dormant. But yet, it's less than something different, because if Itaka held it something different, he has no raya from Tumah. So it's like he's stuck. He's stuck in between this and in between this. He's stuck in the middle. Now, just go up his Levita, you'll see. Let's just finish the Gemara. Beis HaShem, next week when we start the new sukkis, I want to really come to conclusion. See, he says, for Rav Amnunah, what do you mean? Hasamika Shiura. Over there you have a Kabeya. Hachaleka Shiura. Over here you don't have a Shir. Meaning over here, at the beginning, when the Chatzi Shlachar, what he's saying is Toysus Kasha. At the beginning, when you had a Chatzi Shir of Chutzlis Malay, it was Mitzarif with the Shir of Chatzi Zayis Chutzlim Kaima. So it already became something which is not Pichu. How do I know my halacha? If you have a food, one food became tummy with a half, so it's a rishon. One tumah became tummy with a rishon, so it's a shen. Mitzdaf and zemzel are tummy bekal shebishnei. So they both become a shen. The Gemara is assuming, Rav Amnunah is assuming it stays that way. My love, I forgot the Hodamalia. You can't change it anymore. You can't add to it now and make that from a Sheni to a Rishon, even if you had another half a Shir. Or says, no. Duma, Loi Hodamalia. Okay. Maybe in a Chalami. You have no Raya from there. Kiyosu Rav Dimi, Oma, and this is going to underscore what the Stipler points out in our Sugya, which is that we're only talking about Hefek HaZeisim. The whole sugya, from beginning to end, is all Hefek HaZeisim. Hefek HaZeis Chutzlis Malay, Hefek HaZeis Chutzlim Koymei, Hefek HaZeis Chutzlis Malay. Or Hefek HaZeis Chutzlim Koymei, we'll see here, Hefek HaZeis Chutzlis Malay, and then Chutzlis Malay. We're always talking about Hefek HaZeisim increments. But look, take a look. The Gemara says, Omar, guess of the Imamah, if you said Chutzlis Malay, Chutzlim Koymei, Chutzlis Malay, Chutzlis Malay, Chutzlis Malay, Tony Markov appeal. There even Rav Amnunah would agree. Meaning, Rav Amnunah argued with Rava about the people waking up. But that's only because you had a barrier from Koymai in between the two Chatzi Kazeis. But if you had Chatzi Kazeis Chutzlum Koymai, Chatzi Kazeis Chutzlum Zman, so even though at that point they connect, even Rav Amnunah would agree, if now you have a Chatzi Kazeis Chutzlum Zman, they're going to connect because there's no barrier of Chutzlum Koymai in the middle. For whatever reason. That's what he says. Tony Bar Kafre, no. He gives a different case where everybody would agree. He says like this. Pigol, if you have a pigol, then ain chatzi zayis moil b'mokim kazayis. So in other words, you have a case like this. You have a chutzlis manay, and you have them next to each other. So then, chutzlum koymei is not going to ruin it. Ki asa rovani, explain what does that mean? Chatzizayis chutzlis manay, chatzizayis chutzlis manay, chatzizayis chutzlum koymei. There, we say, tani bakar for pigoin chatzizayis moyo b'makam kazayis.
Why is
that a finish? We'll see. Revashi masli hori. Rav Ashi taka holds like Rava, and he holds even if you had a chatzis ayis chutzis manoi, you had a chatzis ayis, and then you had the kazayis chetziv chutzim koymoi chetziv chutzis manoi, toni parakafra pigul, and chatzis ayis moyo b'mokam kazayis, meaning even a bigger chiddush. He took Rava's chiddush, he made it even a drop bigger of a chiddush. Meaning what happened here was like this: you had first the machshava. Then you had a kavona of kazayis chatzizayis chatziz chutzum koymei v'chatziz chutzum zman. So you had them together. So you would think over there they would unite because you had those kavanas together. Instead of having the kavana chatzizayis like this and then all chatzizayis, you had in one shot kavana chatzizayis chutzus manay, chatzizayis chutzum koymay. Still, the chatzizayis disconnects from the chatzizayis chutzum koymay and connects to the chatzizayis of chutzus manay. What I'm trying to say is that this is the end of the sugi. The next sugi is a whole new sugi about whether people has to be achilas adam or even achilas klavim. That's a whole different sugi. Beis Hashem, next week we'll try to finish the parak next week. But al kaponim, what you see from the whole sugi, from beginning to the end, l'chayim, is that everything is chatzizayis. In other words, what would be if a guy had in mind chatzizayis chutzus manay? Chatzizayis chutzum koyman. And then he had a mind, the Kazayis chutzus manay. See, Yankov, we were talking about this last one. Not Chatzizayis. Aganza Kazayis. There's no mention of that anywhere in the sugi, in any of the scenarios. It's not even discussed. Even though that should be the same. Why is that any different? That should be the same child. Meaning, do we say now that you have enough chutzlus manay, so, and you only have a chati zayas of chum koyma, doesn't ruin it. In svara, it should be mamish to say. There should be no difference.
You don't need zero
to. No, what I'm trying to say is like this. If you learn that the pigul that was chal already of chutzlum koyma, that psul can't be manipulated anymore, right? So it shouldn't make a difference now if you had a half a kazayas or whole kazayas, how much you had, it should make a difference, right? So it should make a difference. So the stipler actually says, the kilus yankif says a tremendous chiddush, and he says, in that case, everybody would agree it's pigul. Yossi was trying to go the other way, right? I think. No? Okay. So I think you're going the other way. I hear a stock is for the other way. So notice the stipler saying like this: Chatzizayis chutzus manay, Chatzizayis chutzum koymay, and then you had a kazayis chutzus manay. Avada, that would be pigul. And that would be all the mechutanim would agree. Rather, Rav Hamnuna bar Kafa, everybody here in Daf Lamed Aleph would be in one rasana. That is pigul. Why? Because you have a whole shear of chutzlus manay, and you only have a half a shear of chutzlum koyma. Mazel tov. Hosta rasana.
Does he say it connects to the first?
No, no. The Chayre's point is it doesn't have to. But the emes, if you scrutinize it, it should be mamish, the opposite of the stipler. Explain to you why. Because
you
no, the Chayre, when you had the chatzizayis chutzus man, so the Koran became possible. With a non-pigul psul. It wasn't a pigul psul, it was a non-pigul psul. Right? That's why if you had another kazayas, kachatzizayas chutzus manay, according to Rav Hamnuna, it's too late. Right? According to Rav Hamnuna, you had a kachatzizayas chutzus manay, kachatzizayas chutzum koymay, and now you had a kachatzizayas chutzus manay, it's too late. It stays possul, no pigul. That's Rav Hamnuna. We're going in Rav Hamnuna now. Because you go like Chavir, Chavir says it works even by Chatzizayis. So now, I don't understand. So now you had a whole Kazayis. So how does that improve what happened to it? If anything, the argument could be made that if it's only a Chatzizayis, so it pulls, it's a magnet to the Chatzizayis Chutzlus Manay, it pulls it on its side. And therefore it goes from Stamposel to Chutzlus Manay. If anything, if you had a Chatzizayis Chutzlus Manay, connecting to the Chatzi Zayas Chutzal Zmani that was here before, there's more of a swara that the two of them connect. What are you trying to accomplish now? You're trying to get the Chatzi Zayas Chutzal Zmani on your team. Because so long that the Chatzi Zayas Chutzal Mkoymai is the other side, and the Chatzi Zayas Chutzal Zmani is on the Chutzal Mkoymai team, right? So then it's Erev Machshav is Yeshkan. There's no pigle. Right? So what are you trying to really do? What you're trying to do now is disassociate the Chutzal Zmanai with the Chutzal Mkoymai. Because as long as those guys are connected, so it's possible. And now whatever Machshav Chutzal Zmanai I have is not going to help.
See, that soul is not strong enough.
Good. I'm just saying, Stamazeh. It is a quarter of Abduna that is strong enough, because now when I have a new Chatzi Zayas Chutzal Zmanai, doesn't work because it already has this. So now if I have a whole Kazayas, Lachar, it should make a difference. And if it does, it should be worse because it's its own category. It has its own kazayas. So it's less nibbling on the Chatzi Zayas from before. There's zikha no svara in the world that the Chatzi Zayas should be more mitzaref to a kazayas than to another Chatzi Zayas. That's zikha not a svara.
There is a svara that should be less? You feel like it should be less?
It could be. It could be. Meaning. Why should it be? It definitely is not far. It doesn't do anything to it.
The psul is not
made of tobacco. What is tiruf? Tiruf. How does tiruf work? Tiruf works because they have a unification, right? They have, but not just a commonality. They here the kazayas, and it, nothing changes about it by calling in come Chatzi Zayas, come here, come. You don't need it, and it, not only you don't need it, and when you bring it in, it's the same thing. There's no Barava Madras Melach. Nothing changed.
One second.
I'm just saying, that is, so, well, I'm not saying that it should be a chilik. I'm just saying, if you're going to tell me there's a chilik, I'm not saying there's a chilik. It could be that just like Chatzi Zayas Chutzal Zmanai, Chatzi Zayas Chutzal Mkoymai, parcel it, and you can't make pigle afterwards. By another Chatzi Zayas? Who are the Kazayas? I'm not saying that all I'm saying is, and I'm not saying the other way either. I'm not saying that according to Rava, who holds that a Chatzi Zayas Chutzal Zmanai, Chatzi Zayas Chutzal Mkoymai, and then another Chatzi Zayas Chutzal Zmanai is Yemitzarev. I'm not saying that according to Rava, if it was a whole Kazayas, it wouldn't be Mitzarev. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it would be conceivable to say that. I'm not saying it is like that. The problem, what the stipler is saying, is an eisenadik, which is that the alternative is to say that there is no difference. Well, then what's the Gemara doing here? The Gemara is totally ignoring the possibility of a kazayas. The stipler is extracting from the fact that the Gemara is not discussing a kazayas, that it has to be a kazayas, is doesn't have the halacha of Rav of Rav Hamnuna.
Because even Rav Hamnuna, like, he doesn't say that it's not pigul because it was already become possible. He says it still blinds
Erev Machshavos.
If it would already have become
possible. Well, Erev Machshavos is really not the right term to use. It's an Erev Psul. Because Erev Machshavos without a psul wouldn't make a difference. The problem is it's an Erev psul. Meaning, everybody agrees, I understand, but just so you understand, Erev Machshavos doesn't mean just Machshavos, it means Erev psul. Because if, let's say you had a Kazayas of Chutzal Zmanai, and a Chatzi Kazayas Chutzal Mkoymai, according to everybody, even according to Chacham, there's always a din of Erev Machshavos. There is no Erev Machshavos. Even though there's an Erev Machshavos, because it's not Eruv Psul. What I'm telling you is, Eruv Machshavos means Eruv Machshavos of Psul. It's not just Eruv Machshavos. So Chatzik Azayis normally doesn't qualify. That's why if you had it, even according to the Chachamim, who hold Chutzl Zmanai and then Chutzl Mkoymai, does get destroyed. They agree that if you have a Kazayis Chutzl Zmanai and then a Chatzik Azayis Chutzl Mkoymai, no problem. So Chatzik Azayis never distorts the Pigul, period. You need a Kazayis to distort the Pigul. Sai Rav Hamnuna, Sai Rova, Sai Rabbanon, Sai Rav Yehuda. There is nobody. There's nobody in Shas that holds that a Chatzik Azayis distorts the Pigul. The only case where we have a Shaila here in Zvachim is we have a Chatzik Azayis Chutzl Zman, Chatzik Azayis Chutzl Mkoymai. So now they unify, and as they unify, they distort the Pigul. According to Rav Hamnuna. According to Rava, they don't distort it. Because as long as you later have another Chatzik Azayis Chutzl Zmanai, there's a Chatzik. All the Stipler is saying is that from the whole, the fact that the whole sugya does not address Kazayas at all, Bein Betchila, Bein Besayif, is Muchrach, that if there was Taka Kazayas Shalim, then it would make the carbon pigul. And what we're struggling is why, although the Diyak is Maradik, the fact that throughout the sugya there is no example of a Kazayas. So the Hechocha is L'chaya like the Stipler, no question. But still in all, it's a plea. Let me just get you the lashon of a stipend. Well, they talked. Okay, here we are. So guys, דאַפקי בחצי זייס מאפלגס מחשבוס דאַפקי פיה בחצי זייס מאפלגס מחשבוס אבל במוקם די יש פוי קזאי שולם סולוי צורך לצטרופה you don't need the tziruf and since you don't need the tziruf so it's memeil it's pigel because you don't need the tziruf you could just forget about what happened before let's forget about it what do you mean forget about it The whole reason why the Chatzik Azayis Chutzl Zmanai now, according to Rav Hamnuna, doesn't make the carbon pasul, is because we have the previous psul here. So we can't forget about it. We have to now somehow separate the Chutzl Zmanai from the Chutzl Mkoymai, or we have a problem.
But he's saying
here
that a psul overrides a psul that requires
tzirah. Yeah, but why? That's strange.
Didn't have the full shear, it was
yeah.
Possible, and now that you have the full shear, now it's fast.
So again, the stipple is a tremendous chiddush. It becomes even more shver according to the Brisk Rav that we mentioned. Because the Brisk Rav asked, that what do you need Chayz Avinir for? The kasha we asked originally. And the Brisk Rav says, Al Korchach, you see, what's the Losh of Brisk Rav here? He says, לדעס רב אמנון אף על פי שיש כאן סיוב של שתי חצי זייסים מקומו כמה בייס חצי זייסים כמוי דחוץ לזמני וחוץ למקוימוי he says חוב הוא פסול ולכן מוציאים מדי פיגו whereas the Brisk Rav asks how can a חצי זייס חוץ לזמני distort the second חצי זייס חוץ לזמני so על כל כך you have to say that the חוץ לזמני and the חוץ למקוימוי unify they become this new פסול talking about Rav Hamnuna And that's why you can't make pigulim. So if that's the way, and that's the simple way to learn, like the way the Brisker Rav is learning, then why would it be that if you had a whole kazayas, it only makes sense it should be the opposite, maybe. No, that's good for what he says. The Brisker Rav says, Rav holds no. He says, Rav holds fearle, chutz l'zmanei kama, eini moitzim idei pigul. Keep on the ikrei machshivas pigul. The way the Brisker Rav understands is that in Echanami, Rav Ataka learns that the original pigul, chatzizayis chutz l'zmanei, never really lost its identity. It's possible. No, but the psul, meaning the way the Rav understands the psul, is it's a psul of chatzi v'chatzi. But it's not a new psul. No, according to the Rav Amnuna, it's a psul. So now it's no different than any machshevas psul, and therefore it's done. And according to Rav, it's still hanging. The chutz l'zman still hanging. So, by the way, that's probably, I just want to say one thing. That's probably what the Rosh means, the Rosh that we discussed last week. That he says it's not a real Chayzer Venir. He says, why? Tosfos also look at the top Tosfos here, the one liner. See that one line, Tosfos? Right? He's saying the same thing. He's trying to say it's not a Chayzer Venir. According to Rava, to some degree, and there's a good reason why it's not Chayzer Venir. Because Chayzer V'Nir wouldn't work here. Because here, it would be a psul, which preceded the pigul. There's no pigul. There can't be Chayzer V'Nir here. So he's saying it's not even a Chayzer V'Nir. Sounds like he's saying it's some kind of dag of... So I think in order to answer this, and I'll take your point after, is I think we were dealing a lot with what it means, Ritzoi L'Pigul. Probably one of the most difficult kachim concepts is not pigul, is ritzoi l'pigul, right? Which is something that doesn't exist by any other psul. There's no other psul in kachim where there's a concept called ritzoi, meaning you don't need ritzoi for shalei lishma. If somebody has a kavana shalei lishma, whatever it does to the carbon, it does. Whether it is ritzoi or no ritzoi. If it's a chatas or pesach, it's pasul, right? If it's other kachim, so it's loyal abayel moshem chayv. But the point is, it doesn't need ritzoi. Ritzoi and psul are generally contradictory terms, right? Posul loyal, right? In fact, pigul, the Torah says pigul loyal. Okay, posul by kachim normally means there's no ritzoi. If there's ritzoi, that's to some degree it's not posul. How much it's possible? It's not maratzah. You could have sometimes the psul will go away. It goes to Rosh Mizbeach and Nasalach Mishal Mizbeach, the psul goes away. But conceptually, psul and ritzui in kachim are contradicting terms. Contradictory terms. Right? By pigul, not only are they not contradictory, you can't have pigul without ritzui. That is, like I said, if you want to wrap your head around anything in kosher, this is the hardest thing to wrap your head around. What is the definition? Ritzui l'pigul. Pigul l'chloi l'chotzeh. Pigul makes the korban no good. But the whole concept of pigul is only chal with, that's a chiddush ha-Torah, that there's a new thing called ritzui l'pigul. The question is, so what was the Torah machadosh? Clearly, the Torah was machadish that not only pigul is yesh b'koras and it has a chumra that other psula maybe don't have, but it has a new thing called ritzui. Right? Such a thing called ritzui l'pigul. Question is, what does that mean? So one way to learn is, which is pistama the way most people would understand it, because it's probably the easiest way to just, you know, glaze over it, is to say, it's a mechanical concept. It's not a lumdish concept. It's mechanical. It's another way of the Torah saying, listen, in order for people to be chal, you got to go through the motions. You got to go through the motions. If you don't go through all the motions,
everything else has to work.
Huh?
Everything else has to work.
No, it doesn't work because it's puzzle.
No, but everything else has
so,
to work.
So Ritzi doesn't really mean Ritzi like it means everyone else in culture. Ritzi means make believe. Let's make believe. Let's go through a Ritzi process. A Ritzi front. We're making a front. Kilu, there's a Ritzi here. In other words, the Torah basically says, you want the people to really work? So then, make believe it's kosher. Make believe it's kosher. It's a very hollow way to understand it. It doesn't really mean Ritzi. It's azab mod mehalocha that the Torah says, Be'etzem, everything you're doing is a brach latol. You're being makabel what? You're being makabel possible blood. You're being melech what? You're being melech possible blood. You're being Zarek possible blood. What are you doing? There's a circus here. What are you doing? There's not kosher. The Torah says, go through the emotions. By the way, the Torah's not even telling you to do that either. Because if you ask the Shaila, they would tell you, don't go through the motions. It's like the Torah saying that if you went through the fake motions, then it's going to become big. It's like, well, what's going on here? The whole Meireshavad Gemira is a very, very different. See? So again, that's the simple way most people would read it. Korv Matar Kilchasai doesn't mean really Kilchasai, it means make believe. The other way to learn is that the Chumash that the Torah was Machadish and Pigul was that the Torah was Machadish, there's such a thing called a carbon of Pigul. That's Kufa the Chiddush HaTorah. That there's a new carbon called carbon Pigul. Right? It's a bad carbon, it's a negative carbon. Just like there's such a thing called a carbon Lavoy Dezor. Has a din of Takuvah Zavoy Dezor. Takuvah Zavoy Dezor has halachas. And you have to do Shechita. And some old, if you do a Shechita, Shein Eruya, it's not a Shechita. It has halachas. Negative. It's negative. But it's the Torah was mechadish that is something called korban shopigul. Those of you that you all did Avodah Zorah, all those that did Daf Yomi did Avodah Zorah recently. So by Avodah Zorah, there's such a thing called Kein Avodah Pnim. Kein Avodah Pnim. If you worship an Avodah Zorah, Kein Avodah Pnim, it becomes Avodah Zorah. Even if it's not Avodah Zorah, Bekach. In other words, normally, by Avodah Zorah, the basic gather is you have to do the Avodah Zorah the way this Avodah Zorah is worshipped. Some things are worshipped Derech Bizoyan, Par, right? Or Makulis, they throw rocks at it. You're fine, that's the Derech Avodah, that's the way this Avodah Zorah is served. It's okay. By Avodah Pnim, if you do Avodah Zorah, if you worship an Avodah Zorah, and you do Kain Avodah Pnim, then it's a disorder. What is that? It's a positive negative. It's chal or shame takrovus of avodah zarah. So when the Torah introduced the concept of pigul, the Torah introduced that there's something called a korban shel pigul, and that korban shel pigul is a chalois. It's not just a psul. Becomes a new thing, just like there's something called a carbon shall have a disorder. Then go the carbon shall pigle. And therefore, yes, the Kabbalah is a Kabbalah of a carbon pigle. The halacha is a halacha of a carbon pigle. This halacha, it's not a joke. It's not you're playing a game. You're not playing a game. You're going through the dalit avoidance of a carbon shall pigle. Where the Torah was mechadish, that just like by a kosher carbon, there's a chalois process to Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrike. By pigul, by a korban pigul, there's also a process. It's not a process we want you to do. Just like we don't want you, Chas V'Shalom, to do Takorim V'Shalom V'Dezoleh. But it's a process. And it's chal. The process is chal. This process is push it works. That's the way you have to learn. Now, if you learn like that, then we understand what it means, Ritzi L'Pigul. It's not a positive Ritzi. It's a negative Ritzi, but it's a Ritzi, meaning it's Chal. Ritzi means it's Chal. The Kabbalah works. It makes the Pigul, it contributes to the pigul process, just like a kabbalah of a kosher korban contributes to the hechsher of the korban. So the kabbalah of the pigul korban contributes to it becoming pigul. So to the halacha. So the halacha has halacha. It's halacha. It's halacha pigul. The zrika pigul. So as interesting of a way of looking at it is, it's really the most logical way. It makes some sense then. We understand the shtickle, the workings of it, of how it works. That's the idea. Now, the Chachamim hold, for that reason, if the, it's not stam based on psukim, if the carbon now has another problem with it, other than pigul, so the Kabbalah, if the Kabbalah was done with a machsheves pigul, no problem. Because that doesn't conflict the ritzi of the pigul. That's almost like lishma. That's like lishma. That doesn't conflict the pigul. That's lishma. No problem. That's lishma. And so too it goes on from one level to another. Now, the if you have a machsheves chutz so now your halacha had a problem with it, so it can't contribute to the pigul process, so therefore the carbon doesn't become pigul, just like a kosher carbon doesn't get to the home plate because the process wasn't completed, so your pigul process wasn't completed, the pigul doesn't become pigul. It's as simple as that. The pigul doesn't become pigul. Rav Yehuda comes, and Rav Yehuda says, no, there's no such halacha. You don't need such a halacha of ritzi l'pigul. But what you do need, is that the korban should become, has to be chal l'shem pigul on the korban. And it could only be chal l'shem pigul on the korban if the korban wasn't already rejected. He also agrees there's something called a korban shel pigul. He's not arguing with the Chachamim in that regard. Because if he was arguing in that regard, then he would hold, even if you had a machsheves chutz l'mkoymei first, you could still have a machsheves pigul. Just like, if you have a machsheves l'shma, it doesn't ruin the pigul according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Somebody first avoid the yaman, I'm going to eat it bismano. He did shchita bismano. Then he did halacha shaloi bismano. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's pigul. Right? Could everybody speak? I'm saying, I machshava. There was a machshava first. That's to eat a pizmana. Fine. So what? That's no problem. The whole issue according to view is, in order for a carbon to become a carbon shel pigul, it has to be that the carbon got impacted by the pigul. If the first impact the carbon had was a chutz l'mkoymei, so it can't become a carbon shel pigul because it's already a non-carbon, it's a non-starter. So he argues with the Chachamim whether carbon shel pigul requires a complete wholesome process. He holds you don't need that. But he agrees with the Chachamim that the longness of pigul is that it's a carbon shel pigul. He agrees with that. And so in order for the chaloi shem carbon shel pigul has to happen, has to be that's how it became possible. The carbon already is not a kosher carbon, so the pigul doesn't impact the carbon. That's the point. So that's the Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim both agree that the carbon has to become a carbon shel pigul. That is not machlekes. They both agree. It has to be a carbon shel pigul. In the positive sense, has to become a carbon. It's not enough that there's a, like shaloi lishma. Has to be chaloi shame carbon shel pigul. In that, the Chachamim, all that means that you need a whole process of a pigul ritzi process. Rav Yehuda says, no, you don't need a whole ritzi process. It's as long as the carbon was, the impact of the psul of the carbon was by pigul, that becomes a carbon shel pigul. Now its fate is sealed. It's a pigul carbon. You can't now change it. It's already a pigul carbon. It's not. That's the only area. That's the only area where Rav Yehuda veers away from the Chacham. That's the way to understand it. Now, if that's the case, so one can arguably understand why the Gemara now is being done back and forth on Rav Yehuda. If a person had the kavanas together, well, because there is a positive process of pigul, meaning all the kashas that we had accumulating over the last couple of weeks was pigul is just a negative. So what does it mean? I have in mind to do it like this. So I want the chutzlam koymay and chutzlam manay. Who cares what you want? It's just a negative process. It's not a positive process. But once we accept that Tzai Rebbe Yehuda and Tzai Rabbanan accept that pigul is a positive process. Positive, I just mean it's an active process. It's an active process. So once we accept that, so now we can understand, first of all, the whole shock of attire before we got to our sugya, which was kazayis, because we're all of these discussions are with a person who's being mechal. He's making a chalois pigul in the korban. It's not just he's having a bad kavan. He's creating with that kavana a korban shel pigul. So he, if he's trying to make them happen together, that's the whole kasha we had was, it's a negative thing. What do you mean? He wants to have chutzos mani and he wants it to be chal like this? Who is he to manipulate? What's he doing? The teretz is, it's a positive process. Pigul is a positive process. You're making now a chalois pigul. How do you make a chalois pigul? By actively saying, I'm making this carbon into a chutzlos manoi carbon. That's, the Torah was machadish, that you have a koyach to take a carbon which intrinsically is a carbon of zmanoi. That means every shlamim has it built in, it's a two-day carbon. Every kotzik kedoshim has a built-in process, it's a one-day carbon. Right? You, through your machshavas pigul, could say, okay, I'm taking this one-day carbon and I'm making it into a two-day carbon. And now I'm passeling it that way. I'm passeling by making it into a two-day carbon. Yeah? But that's a positive process. It's a positive process. So now we understand why the Gemara, the whole shock of a tie of the Gemara earlier, kazayis, for social, we were struggling with that. What does that have to do with anything? You have a chutz l'zmanis, chutz l'zmanis. Teretz says, no. It's, you're trying to be meichal a chutz l'zmanis in the korban. So if you're saying, you know what, I want to be meichal chutz l'zmanis in the korban. Okay, so that maybe that's a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says, once you made a chalois chutz l'zmanis in the korban, you can't retract. Good. That maybe that's only if I didn't originally try to impact the korban with both of them. That's the whole, what I'm telling you is, that gives some understanding to the shock of a tire of the Gemara, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you still have some manipulation ability to make that it shouldn't be pigul. Because you could say, I want the korban to become a chutzlam koyme chutzlam zmanay korban. That was the Gemara's question. Kloa havi, prota havi, the whole discussion of the Gemara back and forth. When you say kazayis, are you saying it together? You're saying, now, the Gemara is the same thing with one kazayis. If the guy goes back to one kazayis, it's a way of him saying, I want it to be a chutz l'zmanis chutzlam koyme. That's what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to make it. Now, it's a shaila, could you do that? But that's the discussion. Meaning, the chachamim hold, a person could make a carbon pigul, and still throughout the next process, halacha, zrika, he could now manipulate the pigul by installing a foreign kavone, which ends the pigul process. Rav Yehuda disagrees with that. On that, the Gemara is handling, but since Rav Yehuda agrees that it is a korban shel pigul, and it is, you're creating a chalois korban chutz l'zmanis. If you, at the time that you were intending to make a chutz l'zmanis, at the same time, you were trying to make it also a chutz l'zmanis koyim hay, maybe that's effective. That's the...
But it takes it out of the pigul.
Exactly. But I'm saying that's the Gemara's needin. Because even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're making it into a korban shel pigul. Now, when you have the chutz chatzizayis chutz l'zmanis, chatzizayis chutz l'zmanis koyim, that whole needin in the Gemara, I think it fits very well with the same idea. It could be kufa de machlekes between Rav Hamnuna and Rav, the nafkamina between the two of them. Rav Hamnuna Rove himself, who says that the Chatzi Zayis of Chutzlzmane and the second Kazayis of Chatzi Zayis of Chutzlzmane are Mitztarif, and now it makes the Korban Korban Shalpigul. What Rove is saying is like this. Rove is saying is that the emes is that the Chatzi Zayis that you had, Chutzlum Koimai, that doesn't distort the Pigul process. Because that's an incomplete distortion. That doesn't have the ability to distort a carbon shell pickle. That doesn't do anything. So what did you do? So that's not even a shayla, according to Rav. That's not even a shayla. Rav only has one shayla. Rav's shayla is a shayla nilchus tziruf. His shayla is like this. His shayla is if something became mitzuruf, Chatzi's eyes became mitzuruf to something else. Right? To another Shem, does that Chatzi Zayis have the ability to be used again? That's his whole shayla. He doesn't have a shayla if the Chatzi Zayis Chutzlum Koimai stares. Chatzi Zayis Chutzlum Koimai definitely doesn't distort the carbon. No question. Because it's a Chatzi Shem. Definitely doesn't distort the pigle process. That was never Havamina. The Biskarov is learning, I'm just saying, that was never Havamina of Rav. Definitely doesn't distort the pigle. In order to distort the pigle process, you need a shear. He didn't have a shear. See, he never had such a shayla. That wasn't a shayla. His shayla was, if you have a chatzi zayis, that was mitzareh for the chutzlum kremer, and it made the carbon possible. What kind of psul did it make on the carbon? Unidentified. There's no shem. It's not chatzi zmane, it's not chatzi chutzlum kremer. So clearly there's nothing there to distort the chutzlum kremer. Because there's no chutzlum kaimah either. Chutzlum zmanah definitely doesn't distort chutzlum zmanah. Chutzlum kaimah chatzik azayis doesn't distort chutzlum zmanah. So there's definitely nothing there that's going to shter us. It's not going to shter us. There's no chutzlum kaimah that was on the carbon that shters the chutzlum zmanah. All there is there's no shear. Can I now take that chatzik azayis and put it together to hear. So does the Chatzi Kazayas now wake up again to be able to be mitzaref again? Or can it not be mitzaref? That's Rav the Shai. Now according to Rav, now we understand why, if it's a whole Kazayas, there's no Shaila. Not Rav Amnuna, not Rav. If you then would have a whole Kazayas, Machshav HaChutzlzmanai, we leave everything the way it is. The Chutzlzmanai and Chutzlzm Kremi stay together, Taka. He stayed together. There's no problem. So you have an unidentified problem. That doesn't stare the shame chutzul zmanai. Because the way we're learning korban shel pikul is it's chalan and a korban shel bizmanai. An unidentified problem doesn't stare that. So that stays where it is. Let it sleep. Let it keep on sleeping. The lashon sleep is because it's unidentified. The shame is unidentified. Now that's for sure. If the Chatzi Kazayas of Chutzlum Zmanai Taka became Chutzlum Kaimai, it will be over. If it made a psul Chutzlum Kaimai on the carbon, the game is over. There's no pingle. Nobody will hold it. It's over. Game over. Right? That's why the Gemara didn't use the Rosh and Chayz of Anir. The Rosh says it, and Tosfos says it, that what are all the Rishon trying to tell us? It's unidentified. Pigul again. Pigul is an identity. It's a carbon of Shalei B'Zmanai. If you put another Machshav here, you put a Chutzlum Kaimai carbon, the game's over. Okay? According to the Chachamim, the Chutzlum Kaimai will end the game even if the game already started. Even if you had first Chutzlum Zmanai and then you threw in Chutzlum Kaimai. According to you, only if you threw in the Chutzlum Kaimai before the Chutzlum Zmanai. But according to both, if the first thing you did was throw in the Chutzlum Kaimai, game's over. Rav Amnuna and Rav, everybody agrees that here, that didn't happen. Because there's no shear of Chutzlum Kaimai. If there's no shear of Chutzlum Kaimai, nothing happened. As far as the carbon becoming a chutzlum kaimai carbon, never became a chutzlum kaimai. Why was the mochutz from kamekam and the chutz zmanik kam? Which is the first question we asked when we started the sugya. Why would you call a mochutz from kamekam and chutz zmanik? It's a half of this and half of that. It's not a roi. Why would you call it? It's unidentified. The only thing is, the shaila is, once something was mitzaref enough to make the carbon puzzle in an unidentified way, can you now identify it? Can you now identify it to something new? Well, no. The fact that the carbon became puzzle due to the fact that it was mitzaref to the other chatzi kezayis. So now it's too late to use that chatzi kezayis again. You can't use it again. It's not a question that now it turned to chutzim kaim. It didn't turn to chutzim kaim. It turned into unidentified. It turned into what's called an unidentified psul kachim. That's what that turned into. And that's the shayla. Can an unidentified psul kachim, can that now be used again to be re-identified, relabeled? Could it be, is it available anymore? Or there is such, it was identified as something that passed the karma.
It's not available.
So it's only a question of availability. That's why he uses the lush and doesn't wake up again. It's not a question, is it chutzum karma? We know it's not chutzum karma. Right? And we also know it didn't pass the karma out chutzum mana either, because it was only a chatzishi. But it did something. If you just had a machshav of chatzizayis chutzul zmanoi, nothing happened. So then we have no shayla. Of course you could be mitzaref to something else. But here it was used. It was used already to make this generic. So Rava holds, that doesn't do anything. Rav Amnuna has a different shita. And this goes into the Shakvatai also. Rav Amnuna holds, in order for chalois pigel to be chal, pigel has to be what impacted the call. Pigel had to have impacted the carbon. So Mamela, even if the carbon was possible for an unidentified reason, it's enough. The Torah only introduced the chiddush that there's something called a carbon shel pigel. If it's a carbon, once it's possible, the Torah was never mechadish that there's a chalois pigel. So it's over. So the game is over, not because Chutzlum Koimoy is coming and pushing off Chutzlum's money. No. It's not available. The whole carbon is not available. Rava was dealing with the availability of the Zaysim. This Chatzis Ayis, put it together, not put it together. That was the... He was saying, no. This is what impacted the carbon. Now we understand that if the Zmanois were put together, right? The shaila in the Gemara is that maybe in that case, instead of looking at it like the karma got impacted by the mekoyma zmanai, it got impacted by the zmanai zmanai. You understand? That's the nidin in the Gemara, the hemshach of the Gemara. If you had a chutzum chatzis ayis chutzum koyma, then you had a chatzis ayis chutzum zmanai, then another chatzis ayis chutzum zmanai. Why should that make a difference? The Gemara shaila is that maybe then we cut the line after the chatzis ayis chutzlum koymai, and we look at it like the karm got attacked by the zmanai, not by the mekoymai. In other words, the zmanai now is stuck as much in between the chutzlum zmanai as it is chutzlum koymai. Now, if we put together with the chutzlum koymai, the karm got impacted without a chutzlum zmanai. If we put it together with the following machshav chutzul zmanai, it got impacted by the chutzul zmanai. That's the Gemara Shaila. In that case, would Rav Amnuna agree? Rava would hold it's not a problem, because Rava says the chatzi kezayis is nothing. But you, Rav Amnuna, hold that even chatzi kezayis chutzul koymai, with chatzi kezayis chutzul zmanai, creates a psul. Why? Because now the carbon got impacted by something other than Chutzlazmanoi, so it's not available for the shame people to be chal. Maybe that's only where it was concluded, even though unidentified, but it was concluded that it's possible without a Chutzlazmanoi. But here you have a Chatzi Zayas in the middle that's just as close to the Chutzlazmanoi as it is to the Chutzlum Koimoi. So maybe then you say, you know what happened? Chatzi Zayas Chutzlum Koimoi. Slak, Hareyu Kimisha Einai, and the two Zmanis are the ones that attack the Korim. When you add Chutz L'Zmanai, Chutz L'Mkoymai, the game's over. Because, according to Rav Amnuna, because the original Zmanai, Zicha connects now at this point to Chutz L'Mkoymai. There's no way to get the Chutz L'Zmanai without hitting Chutz L'Mkoymai, which means the Korban got impacted with Chutz L'Zmanai and Chutz L'Mkoymai. So there's no way for this to become Pigal, according to Rav Amnuna. What the Gemara's shaila is that maybe if it was Chutz L'Mkoymai, Chutz L'Zmanai, right? Chutz L'Mkoymai, Chutz L'Zmanai, Chatzi Zayichon, and then Chatzi Zayich Chutz L'Zmanai, maybe there Rav Amnuna would agree that we take the Chatzi Kazayich Chutz L'Mkoymai and we throw it out. Because that's an ineffective. And now we take the two Zmanis and put them together. And now we say the carbon got affected by Zmanai, in which case it's a carbon shop pigle. That's possible. Okay.